At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
If you're expecting remorse, regret, or even a shred of self-awareness from Brian Koberger after his arrest, you're not alone. I was thinking maybe a shred. But according to those who've shared a cell block with him, what you get instead is silence, cleanliness, routine, a man taking to himself obsessively, a man who, even after allegedly slaughtering 4 people, it's not allegedly anymore, he did, seemed more concerned with personal order than moral consequence. And it doesn't stop in jail. We're now learning from classmates, colleagues, and workers at Washington State University that Koberger's social behavior before the murders was already raising some eyebrows. Reports say he made female students uncomfortable, overcorrected in conversations, asked strange questions, and seemed out of sync, like someone who was rehearsing human interaction rather than actually experiencing it. Yet no one stepped in, but what can you do? No one flagged him as dangerous, but even if you do, what do you do? He was awkward, sure. Unsettling, yeah, but dangerous? Well, that leap and those dots had not yet been connected. So how does someone like that slip through? How does a man go from being a socially isolated academic to an accused killer, to a killer, without anyone recognizing the signs in real time? In this segment, I'm joined again by psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott, author of this book, The Minds of Mass Killers. Check it out wherever you get books. Who helped us decode what Koberger's reported post-arrest behavior reveals about his internal world and how people like this maintain the illusion of normalcy right up until the moment they don't. So Siobhan, let's get into it on his jailhouse behavior, obsessive cleaning, withdrawal, self-talk. There's a lot to unpack here, so let's get into it. Someone like a Koberger, someone like him with his issues with what we know of his dark sexual type desires, we know like what he was looking up, it was, you know, horrible things and basically focusing on doing things to unconscious women. Happened to also be in the college realm of things. So this was all part of a fantasy, even though there was no SA at the scene or anything like that. Certainly, this was a crime that seems to have been built on that sort of motive. Have you ever seen any case where someone's reformed after going down a dark road like this? Maybe not killing, but someone who's like, this was my, I didn't go that far, but I went this far in my mind. Does this, I mean, if this is how your sexual fantasies are running your life and how your brain is working and what your body and mind are telling you what you like, can that be reversed? Or is this one of those things where it's like, well, once a predator, always a predator?
That's a really hard question. I have seen people, certainly in institutions, you know, if I went in to just do an assessment with somebody, can they get out? Can they not get out? That mm-hmm. kind of thing. Do they know how to talk the talk of I'm recovered from this stuff? I have seen some that do. Mm-hmm. But does that mean that if released, that they would not slide right back into it and reoffend again? Mm-hmm. Or are they just really good con artists? I don't know that I have evidence either way for that. Yeah. But certainly in forensic mental health institutions where they get lots of therapy and they attend groups. And yeah, sex offenders can supposedly learn certain skills at controlling their desires and channeling themselves in healthier ways. But certainly the earlier you catch somebody who's going down an aberrant path, like teenagers, and you can find teenage sex offenders, you know, mm-hmm. and if they get into treatment earlier, the odds are probably better that they can be redirected and rein some of this stuff in. But I tell you, it would make me really nervous if let's say I had a neighbor who had those tendencies and then said, oh, but I went to therapy and I'm better now. I'd still keep my eye on him, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever feel comfortable with anybody like that. I mean, there are, if you look at it more like, should it be looked at more as, I mean, I'm not in any way trying to downplay this, but as more of an addiction in someone? I mean, it's horrible, abhorrent behavior, but is it really an addiction more than just really, really bad judgment? And should it be handled more in that way in terms of trying to find a place for these people to live where, I mean, there's plenty of alcoholics who don't want to drink that continue drinking. I would imagine, is that the case in the S offender world where there's people that don't want to do that, but it's that much of an impulse, that much of an addiction?
Oh, very, very much, very much. Even, you know, I have worked with pedophiles mm-hmm. who know what they do is terrible,
God.
But they know they can't be alone with a child.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, some of them have said, I hate myself. I wish I'd never been born. You know, I'm suicidal because of these horrible things I've done. And these were people who were not incarcerated. But they knew they had these behavioral safeguards in, I am never alone with children, even my grandchildren. And, you know, it's a scary thing because at what point is the addiction going to override that desire to not reoffend again?
And that's insane. I mean, it's scary. And I mean, it's not, I mean, they know that the problem is there. They know they don't want to do it, but they won't be alone with their grandchild because their whatever the hell that is in them that's driving them is stronger than their knowledge of knowing that would destroy the life of someone you care about. Or person in general.
Yeah. Treatment is very much similar in addiction. It's, you know, when you're early in your recovery from alcoholism, you don't go hang out in bars, you know, you don't go to parties where everybody's going to be drunk. I mean, you have to manage yourself behaviorally and avoid high risk situations. And it's very true for sex offenders in the same way. Don't allow yourself to ever be in a situation where there's going to be temptation.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of his behaviors in jail, the obsessive cleaning that we've heard about, the social withdrawal, talking to himself, having really bizarre demands, you know, wanting vegan food only cooked in certain pans. Obviously, I think he got his vegan food, but I don't think they honored the pan request. How does that fit within like known psychological patterns of other mass killers post-crime, or does it?
I don't think it does. You know, he clearly has clinical obsessive compulsive disorder. And my guess is that these kind of rigid behaviors and the need for control over his diet and all these other kinds of things that he becomes fixated on, that this is old news for mm-hmm. him. This is how he's been probably for years. And when he's under stress, it may intensify, it may get a bit worse. And clearly being incarcerated is going to be stressful for anybody. And so there may be an amplification of these symptoms, but this is part of his OCD. And certainly you can see with serial killers that they have a lot of obsessive tendencies. You know, as you use the word addiction, they're kind of addicted to this process. But not all have clinical OCD in the way that they need these rituals and these really rigid kinds of things.
I mean, is there a level of disassociation that's going on with this? I mean, just like you just got caught murdering four people, and he knew he got caught murdering four people, and you're asking, can you not cook my vegan lasagna in the pan you cooked a beef steak in? I mean, it's like, mm-hmm. whoa, what? Mm-hmm. Huh? And there's other aspects too to this case. Just, I mean, the standing silence when he was asked to plea and his utter lack of any emotional reaction when the victim impact statements were being read and he was being sentenced. I mean, was he present for any of that mentally, or just does it mean nothing to him?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it dissociation, which is, sort of in a different category. Mm-hmm. But I would say it's cold. Mm-hmm. He's in control. Why should he say anything in court? He doesn't need to. And no reaction to victim impact statements. He doesn't feel any guilt. Mm-hmm. He's not sorry. He's probably sorry he left the knife sheath there. But if this was a guy with empathy, he wouldn't have murdered four people in a brutal way like this for mm-hmm. no reason that would make sense to the rest of the world. You know, this is a guy who has no moral compass. He operates very differently in the world from the rest of us. So all these things are things I would expect.
Here's what sticks. Brian Koberger didn't say a word at sentencing. No statement, no apology, no explanation. Nothing. And in many ways, that silence might have been the most revealing thing he's ever done. As Siobhan made clear, these aren't just personality quirks. This kind of psychological detachment, the obsessive need for control, the ritualistic self-containment, it all adds up. And it all tells a story, not just of who Koberger may have been before the murders, but who he was becoming long before anyone ever took notice. It's easy to spot a threat when someone's screaming. It's much harder when they're silent, methodical, and hiding in plain sight under the cover of just being weird. Koberger didn't wave a red flag. He whispered it repeatedly, and no one heard it loud enough to act. That's the disconnect between how someone behaves and how we're conditioned to interpret it, between what we fear and what we dismiss. And it's a gap we have to close, especially when the stakes are this high. Because the next person pacing in a jail cell, scrubbing a sink until their hands bleed, might not be remorseful. They might just be replaying the moment everything finally went according to plan. Tell me what your thoughts are in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you will find us there. Make that same search wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage there. Two places, audio, video, take them both wherever you go. Hit subscribe on both platforms, and importantly, too, let us know your thoughts on this case in the comments on YouTube. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.